Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Market Watch on The Morning Run. And I have on the line with me Tusha Mahota, analyst at Nomura. Good morning, Tusha. Let's talk about the impact to Malaysia from the Brexit result. Now, it's been slightly more than a week. So how would you assess the impact to the Malaysian equity market?
Okay, so as you know, the Brexit results came as a surprise to almost everyone. And the Malaysian market is no exception. Because of Malaysia's export exposure to the UK and the European Union, we do think that there will be a negative impact to the economy as well as the GDP number. So what we did is we now forecast a GDP growth of 3.9% for the year. We also think that Bank Negara is likely to cut rates by 25 basis points going forward to cushion the impact to the economy. But however, very important to note here that we think that the impact to the Malaysian stock market is in fact likely to be positive. This is because investors look at markets on a relative basis, and we think that the Malaysian companies are relatively less exposed to the UK and are more domestic focused. Looking at the sector-specific issues, we think that some companies in the property, the gaming, as well as the utility sector are more exposed to the UK. In particular, for example, we think that the depreciation of the pound will hurt earnings of SP Setia, Genting Malaysia, YTL Power. These are some of the names. But what we saw on Friday when the Brexit announcement came out is that most of these stocks already fell by about 3 to 5% or so, which, I mean, based on our calculations, looks like it has already offset the impact of the earnings decline. So what this means for these stocks is that the direct impact of the Brexit is already reflected in the share prices. So in the near term, we are not really expecting any more downside to these companies. And I think investors should still keep an eye out on how the Brexit process happens, which can take up to 2 years to monitor if the situation worsens. But for now, I think the impact of the Brexit has already been factored into the stock prices of these companies.
Are you concerned that the uncertainty and volatility around this long drawn out process could in fact push investors into a risk off mode, so staying away from equities?
No. So what it does is there is an impact to the investor positioning, and what this Brexit announcement will do is it will make sure that the low growth and the low interest rate environment continues for a more prolonged period. And in such an environment where low interest rates are likely to go on for longer, equities in general will offer a better upside because you have earnings growth coming in as well as you have the dividend yield from some of these stocks. So even though sentiment-wise investors become cautious, but from a asset class positioning, equities should be relatively better positioned going forward.
Okay, and also, Tusha, we're at the mid-year point already. Now, if you were to look back at the first half, how do you think corporate earnings have been for Malaysia, just in a kind of a quick review?
Okay, so far, most corporates have only reported the first quarter numbers, and corporate earnings for Malaysia have generally been quite disappointing. I mean, there's no two ways about it. The bank sector, for example, is the biggest one in the index, and it's been dragging earnings down. Aside from the banks, even the plantations, the oil and gas, and the telco sectors, which are the other big ones, have also fallen short of expectations. But important to note that part of this was also because GST was implemented after first quarter last year. So there was some front-loading of demand last year where consumers, for example, purchased more stuff before GST came in and prices went up. So from a year-on-year comparison basis, earnings in the first quarter were disappointing. But the one sector which has been a standout, I think, has been the airlines, which are now seeing the effect of the oil prices, which have gone lower, because last year they were still hedged on oil, and the hedges are unwinding slowly. Both Air Asia and Air Asia X have beaten expectations.
So, Tushar, apart from the airlines, are there any sectors that you see perhaps didn't do as well in the first half and maybe poised to stage a turnaround in the second half?
Yeah, from a sector standpoint, we do like the construction because of government's push towards public transport, which means that there are a lot of projects for the construction companies. And what it does for them is that it gives them earnings visibility and earnings growth for several years to come. Then we also like the airlines because we think that the lower oil has not yet been fully reflected in the share prices. And also the Malaysian airlines are passing through a period where supply demand is quite tight, which means it's higher for ticket prices, bad for consumers, but good for the share prices. We also like the gaming sector. What we've seen in the tourist numbers is that there has been a strong jump in Chinese tourists visiting Malaysia this year. And we are quite optimistic of Genting's refurbishment at the Genting's Highlands Casino. Besides this, we also think that investors should buy high dividend yield stocks because they should do well, as some investors are still in risk-off mode and they are trying to preserve capital for the next 6-7 months, and they are okay in buying defensive names.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!